This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay. Pre-4th of July, I guess you'd call this, or the day before, or maybe just July the 3rd. How about Monday? Yeah. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. Not getting nothing, huh? But you were getting that earlier, weren't you? Oh, okay. Well, let's just move on then, shall we? Let's just move on. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com, 27,000 square feet. Go check them out. Joined today, because we haven't talked about any self-defense gun stories in quite some time. Last time I was going to do it, I ended up with a bunch of lactated ringers being dragged right into my arm straight away. Talking about Rob Morse of Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, Slow Facts, his blog, and, of course, The Daily Clash. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. And, you know, for my last training class, I went to that site. They don't have 60 million rounds on hand because I took some of them.
Oh. Well, you know, that's part of the never-ending chain of life, though.
It's a process. For every round, for every round that's expended, another one is born.
Right. So, I like that. Anyway. So,
it was great to hear you and John talk about that attack in the Bronx. Where do you want to go? Shall we go to gun stories? Do you want to talk about other articles? Just chat about the news?
Let's start with a self-defense gun story, then let's talk about some articles.
There we go. The one that I like recently is very, very powerful. You're asleep in your apartment. The first sign of trouble is the crash of breaking glass. Someone's breaking through the window at the back of your apartment, and it's 6 a.m. You keep a gun nearby because you were worried about exactly this sort of break-in. You grab your gun. You see a man standing in your living room. He sees you. Now, most criminals would see you and leave. This one moves toward you. You recognize this man. You fire 3 times before he backs up toward the window he came in. That's when you back up to your room. You close the door. You grab your phone and call police. Your intruder is your ex-boyfriend. Last year, he beat you and strangled you until you passed out. You moved to a new address. You got a gun. You learned how to use it. But tonight, he found you. That's scary. And, Bill, that's what you and I think about when we hear some politicians say, we'd be safer if we were disarmed. You and I know that there are exceptions, vivid exceptions, where this woman probably would have been killed.
Yeah, I mean, Carol Bowne, I mean, she's always, that's going to be one of the most saddest reminders out there just because of the bureaucracy that was in her way.
Right. Well, fortunately, and you're right, I didn't mention it, this was Jacksonville, Florida, so pretty straightforward to get a gun and also your carry permit. Now, they don't allow open carry, so you'd want to get your permit, but it's doable.
Just like South Carolina, we don't have open carry either. It's interesting that two shall-issue states like these two are part of the 5 that don't have any open carry provision.
Now, let's talk about this one a little bit, and let's talk about the things that aren't covered by the news. You and I think it's unsafe to leave a gun on your dresser. It's unsafe to put it under your pillow, even your bedside table drawer, even if it's locked, because it's so cumbersome to lock and unlock. So if this was a friend of your daughter who had this situation, you'd say, when you're getting your gun, get a bedside safe. Because unless you're living all by yourself where no one ever visits you, we want to keep the gun safe when you don't have it, when you're asleep, you know? And the other thing that it didn't say is, did she have a flashlight? Now, 6 a.m., it could have been light, but what was the lighting inside the house? Because it's our duty, before we touch that trigger, to identify who our attacker might be. Bill, what you think?
Yeah, I see that.
That's what we tell our students, isn't it? And as I say, if this were, you know, a friend of your daughter or your son, that's what you'd tell them.
Well, I mean, did you see the thing in the news the other day where the father did not identify his son before he shot him?
No, I did. I've seen it before. I didn't see it yesterday.
That's another traveling. Yeah. It's another recent one like that. So, I mean, I see your point. I guess it would really depend on her visibility as to whether I would get in there and possibly make that suggestion. As it is, though, she was okay. That was considered a righteous shoot, and everything was all right. All right as it could get.
Yes, a good point. As all right as it could get. Let's open that box a little wider. Could have been a drunk neighbor. You know, could have been a relative. Now, most relatives knock on the front door. They don't break in the back door.
Yeah.
But we've all had surprises, and I understand your point. Let's give her credit, though. Yes, it would have indicated her position to use a flashlight. It's a compromise we've learned to make out of experience. It's not perfect. I understand. Let's go the other way. She didn't sit there and do the "who goes there, I've called the cops." She said, "This man is a threat to me. The time to talk is past. I need to defend myself because he is a lethal threat around me." So that takes a lot of psychological maturity. That's something that people who, you know, have only used a gun to shoot a paper target might have a hard time coming to grips with. But she did. I mean, yeah. She had to. So, wow.
The how old was this individual?
Oh, good question. I don't know. This, again, another thing that doesn't cover. I'm thinking in mid-30s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've often wondered about this. The way you and I train, with all of the stops and checks we put on ourselves before we go loud.
Right.
Do you think sometimes in the case of somebody like, say, a female who has been victimized before, that she's probably going to be right and quicker to defend herself than somebody like me or you who's out there saying, well, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to keep from pulling this trigger, but I'm pretty sure you're not going to get the drop on me in the meantime. Do you think sometimes maybe not being trained to that edge is a benefit for somebody like this young lady?
Yes and no, because let's just say
we'll explore that when we get back, because that's an interesting question I've often wondered about myself.
Yes.
Tell everybody a little bit how they can find Rob Morse and all the stuff Rob Morse does.
All my written dues are at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm a contributor on the Polite Society podcast, and I produce self-defense gun stories. Sometimes I get to play with Bill and his audience.
Yes, especially when Bill is hydrated. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. Normally I'd be telling you, and by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I'm not going to go into all the stuff with it because I'm having technical difficulties right now that I don't understand. But check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I asked my guest, Rob Morse, a question before we left, where I'm, and this is just from the standpoint with somebody that is maybe not as trained to a degree you are or I am, where, you know, once we get to a certain point, we're fairly assured that we're going to be successful of what we're about to maybe have to do. When somebody like this young lady that you're talking about, is it better for them not to be as trained as we are with fewer checks and balances on what we're about to do?
Yes and no. I would say it's not an issue of training in her case. Victims of domestic violence often excuse their abuser. They have to get away. They often need counseling. And it's very much like a form of PTSD. The woman in our story got that help. She was over the helplessness of being a victim, and I think she became a dedicated student of her own defense. But she came to it with something many students, Bill, you've been in class with them, violence is real to her. She understands the severity of the situation. It's not something she read in a newspaper. It's been up close and as personal as it gets. So, yes, she knew the very clear distinction between a time to talk, a time to shoot. She might, the question, was she programmed to over-respond? I doubt it. We don't have any evidence to that effect.
Right. I just often wonder about that sometimes. I keep hearing, you've heard that story of that female boxer who's, she pulled the weapon and didn't use the weapon. And then her estranged husband took that weapon from her and used the weapon on her. And that's where, you know, that's their one where they get out there and say, you know, if you have a gun, most likely to be taken and used on you instead.
Well, that's right. Those statistics aren't valid. But you're right that you need to have the presence of mind to know you will use it. A gun could be used as a tool of intimidation. Well, that works right up until it doesn't. What are you going to do when you have to do more than intimidate, when you have to actually stop an attacker?
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Where is your line of demarcation in the event of a home invasion?
I need to see a threat to someone in the home.
Okay, you're sitting in there. You've just gotten all the oil out of the rocks you could possibly choke out of them.
Right.
You're sitting down. You're sitting down with Ms. Morse. Mrs. Morse is sitting down there. She just made you your favorite turkey pot pie. You're going to sit down. Somebody kicks in the door. They're in your house. Where do you draw the line? At what point? Is that where the line is drawn and they've crossed it at that point with you?
I will present, and the low ready is just below their hands.
Right.
And I announce, and if they don't turn around, now, literally, if the guy freezes and backs up,
yes,
it's all an issue of timing, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
If he's on me, there's no discussion.
Yes.
If I'm at the other end of the room, it is a distance tool. And if you give me distance, I have time. We can negotiate this. You can go, oh, wow, and live to be a criminal another day. And if you close the distance, you don't.
That's exactly mine. See, with mine, well, I don't know. If somebody interrupts my turkey pot pie, they're liable to get hurt real bad.
Now,
if I come up on them, if I go guns up on them, and they do not immediately, if I don't see their back and a whole bunch of dust as their feet right. don't fail them now, I mean, if they stand there for a moment and I see the wheels are turning about, can they cross the room? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm only going to give it so much time. That's the other thing. Time, I think, if in the event, would you imagine if in the moment where you have gone guns up, that they, if they don't get shot immediately, they're like, well, okay, I might be able to get close to this guy and take that off of him. I mean,
that would be a really bad bet. It would be so sad.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
But it's fascinating. If you talk to experienced police officers, they will compare their rookie experience from their later years where they go, you know, I saw more as an experienced cop. I could keep the gun. I had more margin to work with because I was seeing more. Completely understand that. Where will you and I come if we're pressed? You know, we don't. I don't have to be quite as knowledgeable as an experienced police officer.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. We don't have to Mirandize anybody.
Right.
Do we? I mean, that's one of the things that I don't think these bad guys understand is we have fewer criteria before we can employ lethal force. If I read the statutes right for most deployments of guns.
Well, and that's the beauty of the so-called Castle Doctrine.
Yeah.
I don't have to back up through three doorways. I mean, there are some malicious prosecutors who will say, you still had the avenue of retreat open to you, therefore it was egregious that you used lethal force. We've gotten over that in most jurisdictions. Thank goodness.
Well, we got about a minute and 45 seconds.
When we come back, we'll start another story.
Well, I was going to tell you something.
Well, tell me something first.
When we get in, I have made a decision. You know, I'm a Glock guy. I have been a Glock guy, right?
Oh, well, you were a Glock guy.
Oh, you saw that, did you? Well, then
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Won't buy another new Glock ever.
Because of the lack of support, as I understand it.
Well, there's a lot of reasons behind that. The other thing is that with Glock, like if you buy a new Glock and you go and get it customized or something, I know there's certain things that should void your warranty. Does putting a Glock trigger on your Glock void the warranty if you do it yourself?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the thing I've become aware of. Glock USA is great. They support everybody. Anybody that wants to run the Glock, but the guy who's banking the most money, Gaston Glock,
right?
He does not agree, and he does a lot of stuff to keep people from customizing his guns because he thinks they're perfect. And I don't care who you are. But the other the supposition here is that I don't own the gun. He's just right. I've just bought the rights to the gun, and Gaston's going to tell me what. So that's fine. Gaston can keep them. I'll be a SIG P320 guy from here on out.
Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back right after this break.
We could do that, and we're going to be right back. Rob Morse, Self Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast, Word. Go check out a Slow Facts WordPress blog. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. My guest this hour is from so many things, Rob Morris, Polite Society Podcast, Gun Self-Defense, Gun Stories, and I was trying to surprise you with the no more Glocks for me, but you'd already heard that. So what did you want to talk about in regards to that in this segment?
It's amazing. And do you remember, in fact, that was our introduction to Sean Sorrentino, where he came up with a list of firearms manufacturers that were helping to boycott New York when they came up with their Gunmageddon Day.
Yeah,
It's. I wish that there were fewer gun manufacturers who had that attitude. I mean, we just saw kind of a hem and haw from Springfield, and I think Torres was actually surprised. But the president of Springfield, when I spoke to him, absolutely did not impress me when he was trying to sing and dance his little faux pas in Illinois.
Well, I had Sarah Larson from Rock River.
Uh-huh.
On the show, and this is what I gleaned from this. First things first, I don't think gun companies should ever get involved in politics because I don't know how much they can change it, right?
Well, politics in some sense is often coming after them.
Yes,
they would
love to
be left alone.
Yes, they would. But at the same time, they hired a consumer goods advocate.
Right.
You know, to them, and to a degree, you know, guns are just a consumer good. Now, they're very highly legislated, regulated
right.
consumer good. But for this guy, you know, when you're talking about What's in the paint? Will you choke? Is that a choking hazard? Can you drown in that? When he's out there, what he's supposed to do, and all he did, right, he got them the same carve-out that the big box stores have in Illinois, which not many people talked about.
Right.
They got the same carve-out of that. And the other thing that he did was that, and, you know, this is one thing I had to point out to Mr. Larson, because I wanted him to come on the show. Couldn't get the Springfield guys to come on because they wanted to stick their head in the sand like the ostrich. I said, look, you know, maybe we ought to be pointing out who reelects these legislators into the Illinois General Assembly legislature every year and not worry so much. Because these guys, that now, this same organization was one of the spearheads behind getting concealed carry approved in Illinois. Did you know
right.
that? Right. So they, I mean, for them, this was just business as usual. It was, my understanding was they wanted to move it from one body to the other to try to kill it there. But they were working on the second body to try to get it killed, and then ultimately the governor. But they got to work with Democrats there.
Right. They do.
So
that's tough politics.
Yeah. For me, I would, you know, PTR Industries, they were up in where? Connecticut, and they moved to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So, I mean, hey, the people at Rock River, they want to take care of their people and everything. So, okay. But, you know, this, for them, this was sort of an unforced error, but I don't think it was anything malfeasant.
No, I don't think it. Well, but it might have been a little callous and tone deaf. What you and I, and you write about it enough, you live it enough, we are living in the golden age of self-defense guns.
Yep.
Gun culture 2.0 has really forced these manufacturers. Oh, case in point. They're not going to just shrink it and pink it for women anymore. They have to listen and, you know, fit smaller hands, come up with things that will conceal a little bit better. It's a shift in emphasis, not just in marketing.
Right. Well, and
which is,
you know,
great.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I like about the 320. It has three different size groups.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can get it.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's the modular.
Yes, that's the reason the military went with that, because that way they can get whichever grip they need to get.
Right.
So
the military is us, right? They don't have the option of saying, go try a different revolver. They've got to be able to fit everybody that needs to grab a gun.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's why so many of us, when they brought the Beretta out, I tried with a Taurus PT-99, which was the dead ringer for it back then. And in the end, I went back to the 1911.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I was an E5. I could try to flex that muscle. Plus, I was good friend buddies with the armorer. So, you know, you gotta know people. You gotta know people. But the gun I've been carrying around the most here lately is, the P320 carry. I am waiting on my agency arms, heavily modified, no longer really like a Glock 19 to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be switching between those two guns just because of the size and the ease of carry and everything. But, I will never – I'll carry agency's guns. And
are you going to do a video on the comparison between those two?
I probably ought to, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that. I ought to do that. That's a good idea. Maybe I may need to, you know, at a certain point when I'm making enough money, I may need to retain you as the idea guy.
speaking of subtle differences, my wife and I took a training course where the instructors would cold shoot the qualification.
Yeah.
So they walk up to a student, go, "What do you got? I've never shot one of those. Here, let me borrow it." Okay, I'll use that for the first string of the qualification. Halfway through, switch guns. They're just proving that it's software, not hardware. And I thought that was a wonderful demonstration. Hey, if I can do it with your gun, and I've never seen it before, the odds are that whatever problems you're having have been brought to the course by you. Now, we've worked on the fundamentals, go apply them. But it was inspirational. It really was.
Not too many people, I see some of these instructors that have a sponsorship from somebody that will show up, and they'll have literally a locker of guns to loan the students for if their gun goes down.
Right.
Which I think is really good and everything, but I never hear the stories of how the student received that gun or something, because a lot of people will try to go to a class with a, I don't know, with a, you know, say a High Point or something. They'll try to go to class with that, or, which, you know, as far as I know, High Point's not a bad gun. It's just not considered to be the top line gun. But they try something and it doesn't work, and then they go to something else. And a lot of times these guys are, you know, running something that's got an RMR and it's got a Surefire flashlight on it. It's got all this other stuff. The trigger, the holster is $300. I mean,
not with these instructors. My experience has been often you'll get a guy with a reasonable gun and you go, "Where'd you get the ammo?" And they go, "Off the shooting range floor, you know, as a reload." And you go, "Oh, well, here, try mine." You know, I've had bigger ammo problems than I have had hardware. Now, that's just, you know, knock on wood. Maybe my good luck.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even have that many. And with 9mm, I train with the cheapest steel case junk I can find.
Right.
So,
but that's still better than range reloads.
Yes, but I'll tell you this. You are absolutely right about one thing. This is the golden age of self-defense guns. They are better than they have ever been before.
Yep.
And they fit everybody. They got a gun for anybody out there. And this is really, truly stupendous. A stupendous time to be alive. Now, when we get back, you wrote about something the other day that I want to look into. I want to talk about just because it's just that good. And we will get into that when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse. He is, among other things, one of the cast of the Polite Society podcast and the producer and the talent behind Self-Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. In the chat room, I'm being asked, what is the GCN radio app? Well, in the App Store, in the Apple App Store, it's called GCN Radio, and it's free to download, and there you can catch all of your favorite GCN hosts, preferably the bald one, between 6 to 9 p.m., but all are welcome, of course. GCN Radio on the App Store. I'm sure it's probably called the same thing in the Google Play Store. And this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour has been and is still Rob Morse. We're talking guns and training and self-defense gun stories. Do you want to leave us with a self-defense gun story?
That'd be great. And this one's a little hard. You're working late in your auto shop. You're in California, not a gun-friendly state overall, L.A. area. Your shop sells car alarms, and, you know, you'll tweak audio systems for people. Three guys enter your shop. It's getting late. Not a surprise. People often leave their car with you, so they bring a buddy for the ride home. Until all that changes and three of them, all of them, pull handguns and point them your way. Mm. Wow, it got deep really fast. There have been robberies in the area. You thought this went through. You look like the mild-mannered victim. You walk over to your cash register, say, "Here it is, guys." Then you grab your firearm. Now, the news reports don't say if it was behind the counter or on your body. But that fast, you changed from victim to a person who will violently defend themselves. You shot each of the criminals several times. Only one of them managed to stumble his way out of your store as you were backing out into the back room. You called police. The thug who did escape managed to flag down motorists and get help. He was driven to a hospital. The police arrested him there. The other two never made it out of the store. Think of the violence of that transition to go from, wow, I'm overwhelmed, but your intent, your sudden violence. And Bill, you appreciate that. This is physical conflict, right? How quickly right. You can be violent. He changed the tide instantly, defended himself, and was able to escape. So he had a plan. He thought it through. He goes, I can talk to these guys, but those words are throwaway. They're garbage to keep them from shooting me. Because he knew that when he faced that situation, it was just time before he could get his hands on his firearm to defend himself. 3-1. Did it.
What kind of gun was he carrying? Does it say?
It doesn't say. doesn't say. I'm thinking it was not a six-shot revolver because he
no.
No. No. No. But when we talk about mental training, look, I'm glad that you can hit a small bullseye at 50 feet. I want you to bring something a little bit more on board. And that takes time. You can't learn that lesson in one lesson. You can't bring that psychology on board. Bill, it takes the military and their pros at it weeks to do. It takes police academies weeks to do. I think that's human nature. We can't make that adjustment to understand violence unless we've been immersed in it. And then suddenly go, oh, yeah, there are people who will take my life. And I would like to make them stop. I don't want to hurt them, but I have to in order to protect my life. Wow.
In the military, it's not so much about it comes down to remembering steps. Everything is done in steps. Clearing a stoppage is done in steps. Setting up is done in steps. All of that stuff is done in steps. So, you know, in the immediacy of the event, what normally was going to happen is you're going to have that moment where you are going to have that oh no moment, and then you're going to start thinking about your steps, and that's the oh no is over with in you know,
just like
the blink of an eye. And you start going into your steps, and that is something that is drilled. There's not a whole, you know, basic rifle marksmanship is about 3 weeks long.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move into fire and maneuver and everything else. That's just everybody's taking that. I mean, whether you're going to be a airborne ranger, special forces Delta boy, or you're going to be working in the chow hall, you're all taking the same basic infantry training. And it all comes down to steps. So, because you can't teach mindset, you cannot teach numbness to violence.
Well, on top of that, there is no time to think. So it has to be steps. It has to be something my brain will do automatically. Because in that frightening moment, the part of our brain that can get words out and talk to ourselves and make any plans just left the room. Ain't there. That's not available. Don't plan on it, right?
Yes, yes.
But it is interesting that he then calls the police because he's got a second battle to wage through. And thank goodness you have Sean on, because Sean will tell you over and over, look, you need to think about, awesome job surviving the first battle. Now think about the second one, because you've just, as you say, had that huge adrenal dump. And your mouth wants to talk. You want to be reassured. You want to feel like you're back amongst friends. And you can say stupid stuff to the police unless you thought about it. Don't make a problem that Sean can't save you with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's where everybody messes up. And, I mean, there's lots of people that try to teach that. Masoud Ayoub tries to teach how to respond.
Right.
Or how, what, you know, in those moments after, because those moments is really, that's really what's going to shape your legal system foray, is a lot of those initial moments, but, you know.
Well, and as Sean keeps saying, we want to win the call to the phone. I was attacked. Come help me. Good. That's an excellent start. But then when you get there and say, what happened? Did you, nightmare, and I've had Andrew Branca, I phrase it to him this way, did you kill them on purpose? At that point, you go, there's no good answers. This is where I say, I'll give you a complete statement after I talk to my lawyer. I'll comply in every way I can with his advice. Because, wow. When I listen to Sean, I think, wow, self-defense sounds easy compared to legal defense. And it is. It is. That's why we need people like
self-defense
Sean.
Is all mechanical, and it's legal defense is very nuanced, and you got to have somebody who understands what he's talking about and putting it forth. Because in a lot of ways, with judges and juries, there's a little bit of education that's got to go along with it, because these guys are not, they're not trained to understand who's the victim and who isn't, because It does really matter who makes that first call.
Well, and that's the great point. If you work with Sean, and there are others, they've now that whole field has become more sophisticated. They'll say, hey, here's some great training information you should cover, not only so that you get smarter and act more appropriately in times of stress, but so that we can say, hey, this is how he was trained. He signed it here on this date. Oh, that's wonderful, because now we can educate the jury as to what you knew in that moment of stress.
Yes.
Same way a policeman would defend himself in the court. That's great that we've gone that sophisticated to defend private citizens in their moment of need.
Indeed, it is. Now, in pretty soon, we're about to run out of time, but I want to do this again. I didn't mean to go so long this last time, but I mean, I had physical issues, and then I had computer issues, and I've got computer issues still, but I am limping along. I just can't do my my little audio pops that I didn't like to do. But that's all beside the point. We will do this again one more time. Polite Society Podcast. Tell everybody what that is.
That's an ensemble. It used to be called Politics and Guns. Don't tell anybody. That's still the topic. We go through the weekly news just like Bill does, except we get to talk to each other, listen to the different points of view on a lot of the news that Bill covers here. I also produce self-defense gun stories, where we take the news of citizen self-defense, look at it, and find out if this gun owner was lucky or was he well-trained. What did he do right? What might he have missed that we can look for? Because most often, those events, they're us. It's not a super ninja. It's not a person that made a terrible mistake. We want to see how we're doing in the real world. And then there are my stories at Slow Facts. Bill,
those are great. Go check those out.
When you read them, I really like what you add to them.
Well, when I read them, I really like what they just sort of take me over. It's like I'm possessed. I have the Morsian influence happening with me. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, Stephen D'Andrilli from Arborless Quarrel, but we're going to go in a different direction tonight. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.